It's a very medical day here. Tallahassee Talks. I've got Dr. Carl Hempel, who's with TPCA, talking about what it means to be a patient-centered medical home. Dr. Mignon will be with us in the second hour to talk about the challenges related to obesity as an epidemic in our country. And I've got Tony Weaver with iAssociates. Dr. Weaver will talk with us about cataract surgery, so stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
When you place a document in someone's hand, it should reach more than their head. It needs to reach their heart with compelling visuals and dramatic presentations, right down to the paper it's printed on. Rapid Press reaches the hearts of thousands of people every day with commercial printing and mailing services, for organizations that feed and house children, for businesses that bring vital products and services to our community, and for theaters, festivals, and orchestras reaching bigger audiences and bringing joy to life. Rapid Press, commercial printers since 1983.
For digital printing, offset printing, finishing, and mailing services, reach for Rapid Press. When you're ready to share your vision, excite your customers, and reach the hearts of your audience, reach for Rapid Press. You'll find them online at rapidpress.com or call 893-7346. 893-7346. Rapid Press, the power of print.
I've got my plans made. I've got my tracks laid. I'm building steam, and baby, you could see me go, cause I'm a freight train, yeah.
Once again, we have the opportunity, my friend, to gather about this fireside chat sort of thing we call Tallahassee Talks, you and me, just the two of us, and 20 or 30,000 other people. We're not exactly sure because we haven't counted them, you know, one at a time. But we get reports, don't we, Carl? People telling us that we're just fabulous and everybody listens and it's wonderful. And we try to push aside all of the grandeur that that implies and stay on task, bringing you the very best radio we know how. And, of course, with Carl bringing up about 90% of that weight, I make up the other 10% in my contributions to the good, bringing you folks like Dr. Hempel, who'll be with me here in this first hour, talking about the status of medical practice. He's the president of this TPCA organization, been around 20 years. For its time, a rather novel approach, a group of doctors that got together and more or less really just trying to figure out how to better provide medical services in the face of rising costs and increasing technologies and declining health. I mean, the fact is that our country is not in as good a health as it was certainly a generation ago. We'll talk about that, particularly in relation to obesity. Yeah, a subject that, of course, is just thrilling. We just want to talk about how fat we are, don't we, Carl? In any case, it's mandatory that we consider the consequences, lest we find ourselves subject to even more malady, diabetes and, you know, blood pressure and, gosh, all kinds of terrible things can happen to us simply because we're not getting enough exercise and we're carrying too much weight. And, you know, just not good. So anyway, and then to not leave us all feeling a bit brokenhearted there, we've got Dr. Mignon to talk with us about some of the solutions that she's bringing. So anyway, that'll be in the second hour. And then Dr. Weaver with iAssociates, he's going to talk. This will be the part three of three parts, his contribution to our understanding of ophthalmology, in particular in relation to advancements in cataract surgery. And I think that's what he's going to talk about. Anyway, we're going to find out. That'll be in segment six Our good friend Miriam Dady is back. She's been on an extended leave of absence through the summer. And I mean, you know, when it's Miriam asking, it's hard to say no because she's just so nice. Well, she didn't really ask. She just told us. So, but nonetheless, she said she's a nice person. And so we said, sure, of course, you need to go do stuff. She's been traveling all around the countryside and visiting people and family and conferences and all kinds of jazz. So, well, we give her a lot of freedom there. But she's back, and she's got a guest with her today in the Business Spotlight, which, as you know, is brought to you by Tiffany Hamilton. We introduced you to her last week. Tiffany is a remarkable individual in her own right. A younger person who has already achieved quite a bit of notoriety for her accomplishments as a broker, realtor, consultant, helping people better invest in real estate or buy a home. So that's Tiffany Hamilton. And that is why we do what we do here every week for you, bringing you the very best that Tallahassee has to offer, all the things that we're talking about this week, including special news items. Here's one from Leon County Solid Waste Management. This is their first household hazardous waste and electronics collection of the season. This is big stuff. I mean, you know, we care. We care about what we're doing with our hazardous waste and our electronics, don't we, Carl? You don't want to just throw an old 486 computer in a landfill somewhere. Heavens no. Okay, so Leon County Solid Waste Management, first of the season, household hazardous waste and electronics collection. This is happening today, Saturday, from 9 to 1. So if you're in your car now, you need to be heading over to Public Works Operations there on Miccosukee. And it's the first of Leon County's regular collection season, which will continue on the first Saturday of every month now through next May. So if you miss one today, you've got next month. It's the first Saturday of each month. So there you go. And this is including not just electronics, but this includes any hazardous waste, right? Like, you know, paint and chemicals, maybe stuff you've used around the yard and it's expired or whatever. Well, that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that you've taken it over there and they will dispose of it properly. Here's another announcement from the county. Now, this has to do with closures here for the Labor Day weekend. So Monday, all Leon County offices, the libraries, community centers, animal control, solid waste, all of it closed. Remaining open for the holiday will be all the parks and the recreation facilities. Well, yes, that's cool. You know, Leroy Collins Public Library System, main library will close at 6 p.m. on Sunday, September 3rd. And downtown library, that branch there, will reopen on Tuesday at 10 a.m., September 5th. And then all the other branch libraries will open Tuesday at 11. So you can get more information about this, if you care to, by just contacting Leon County office. 606-5300 is the phone number over there for their community relations office, Leon County Holiday Closures. All right, so that's that. Should point you, in the right direction here regarding our Tallahassee Prepared information campaign. This is our annual effort to remind you and I that being prepared is not a season, it's an attitude. You know, we got to stay vigilant. And our dear friends in the dear and historic state of Texas are suffering with unbelievable circumstances that far exceed anyone's imagination. I don't think anybody could have possibly anticipated what has turned out to be an overwhelming set of circumstances, the floodwaters, well beyond any possible prediction. Nonetheless, It is certainly a stern reminder for us all that we must remain vigilant and that we have to stay prepared for severe weather throughout the year. So you can learn more about our efforts at TallahasseePrepared.com. We've got a special live broadcast coming up September 30th in which we'll have with us various officials from county, city offices, Red Cross, all of us there in discussion of these topics. So make sure you make that part of your schedule. Put it on your calendar, September 30th, live broadcast of Tallahassee Talks coming to you from the Four Points Hotel in downtown Tallahassee. You stay with me. I've got more Tallahassee Talks right after this.
I love my Volvo. That's why I love Volcar. They take care of my Volvo the way I do. But my husband doesn't drive a Volvo. Good news, Volcar cares for all cars, and they give the same extra attention to detail and the same qualified precision every car requires. New or not so new, Carol and her team at Volcar are some of my most favorite people. She makes it a lot easier to understand what's going on with my car. And I trust her. And I think my husband does too, especially when he saw they charge less than his mechanic for the same service. So we're just one big happy family. Me, my Volvo, and my husband. With a little help from our friends at Volcar.
Volcar Sales and Service on Capitol Circle Northeast, just north of Miccosukee in Tallahassee. Volcar for all cars. On the web at VolcarTally.com or call 942-4980. 942-4980.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for Tallahassee Business Spotlight, brought to you by Tiffany Hamilton.
Hello, this is Miriam Dady, and it's time for Tallahassee Business Spotlight. My guest this morning is someone that you're going to want to make your best friend. He's someone that can change your life. It's Bill Fredericks. He's with Frequency XP, and I'm going to make him explain that to you. He's an exercise physiologist, and Bill, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having
physiologist me. Physiologist is one of those words I want to be able to spell when I'm doing triple word score on Scrabble, but mm-hmm. I don't really know what exercise physiologist is. Kind of introduce us to you and what all that means.
Yeah, an exercise physiologist is sort of a more enhanced version of a personal trainer. So a exercise physiologist is a personal trainer, but a personal trainer is not necessarily an exercise physiologist.
So you're a really well-educated muscle
yeah,
head.
Yeah, exactly. It's more, I like to call it fitness for nerds, because you're actually looking at science. You're trying to look at how the body reacts to exercise, what it does, what kind of adaptations occurs, and then making sort of observations in a way that you can create a care that's very different than just going in and moving weight around. You can modify it in a way that can be very beneficial for an individual.
Well, what is frequency XP? Frequency times something that starts with a P. I'm sure of that.
No, XP is actually my shorthand for exercise physiology.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to find something that really popped out in the name. But yeah, it's just short for exercise physiology. It's just sort of hammering home the approach that we take to fitness.
How is it different than Gold's Gym?
So Gold's Gym is your standard.
Or any. I don't mean to pick on them.
There's varieties of styles of gyms. Usually you get what we call them like the big box gym. I guess that's like a generic term for, you pay for the availability of their equipment. That's it.
Right.
You don't really get a whole lot of service. You can obviously, they have those services provided. It's usually an extra cost to actually having the membership and being able to use the equipment. And
yes.
then everybody just comes and goes as their pleases.
Yes.
The other style is the boutique style, which is more trainer guided. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're either working with a personal trainer or you're working in small group fitness classes. And again, there's a variety of ways that those are put together. But the idea is that you're getting a guided workout. You're getting a little bit more service above what the standard, you know, gyms would provide, but you don't pay a membership fee. You're basically paying for the knowledge of the trainer that's helping you.
Yeah, and you just plug into whatever that system is.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Whatever the group is doing.
Exactly, and there's a variety of those out there.
Right.
Some of them use some nichier kind of workouts like spinning classes or TRXs. Or,
gotcha.
I mean, I guess you could kind of put CrossFit in there. They're more of like a sport fitness. But they all kind of have this theme that they work throughout, and that theme is more or less how they base their workouts, but it's still trainer guided. You're getting more access to an expert, and which is, you know, more beneficial in terms of results and reducing the risk of injury and harm and things of that nature.
Okay. Now, I have in the past had both the big box experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been invited and thought, oh man, I'll plug into some of these classes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that thing. Here's my conflict. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're between my ears, I have all kinds of things that get in the way of me going and working out.
Mm-hmm.
But going somewhere to get really sweaty on somebody else's time frame at the class begins and ends at the, you know, mm-hmm. and I've got a work schedule.
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to be any different than what I've experienced?
So what I find, it's like anything. If you have a dentist appointment on your schedule,
you
will move things to go to your dentist appointment.
Good point.
You know, any of those ophthalmologists, you can name it.
Yeah.
You're gonna move your schedule around to get to that appointment.
Yes.
I don't see why people are averse to that with fitness. They want to go as they come, and part of that becomes an excuse. If you make anything ambiguous, if you lack a plan, you're not going to do it. You're going to find an excuse that talks you out of it, whether you're tired or your daughter has or your son has some kind of an event that you need to be at. It's easy to put those hurdles in the way. So, you know, appointment fitness, and when you do it in this manner, makes you put it on your schedule.
Yeah.
And then if you see a clear and concise way to get to your results using appointment fitness, you're more apt to do it. You're more apt to make the time for it. And then, you know, another thing is just the efficient use of your time.
Yes.
So you go into the gym, you could end up in five conversations, not get anything done, and then you really just wasted your time.
Yeah.
This is full efficient use of your time so that you get your workout in, you get what you need for health, and then you're on to your next thing without actually interfering with the other stuff that you have to occupy your mental spaces with.
So what is beginning with Frequency XP? Is this something that's going to be a personal training experience?
Yes. So you're going to be able to work individually with a trainer, which
is,
you know, the more advanced system where you get one-on-one detailed look into your mechanics, into your health. And we kind of take a little bit of a functional medicine sort of approach to it, where we're trying to figure out holistic ways to improve your health.
Okay.
So you get very
my
detailed.
My ability, my age, my diet.
Absolutely. We want to make it very individual.
An individual
experience, because really that's what fitness is. Your
right.
body, you are an individual. Your body is different from other individuals. We want to tailor the program or dial the frequency in of your body the best that we can with the
uh-huh.
workout. So you get the most out of it without having to go way over what you need or way under what you need. We want it to be the right stimulus to get you to go. In the group, we're going to offer virtually a personal training experience at a lower cost. You're just basically, it's a group personal training session. You have a monitor there to make sure you are doing your exercises correctly. We're taking away the burden of deciding what you want to do when you get into the gym, and we're giving you, based on a plan, the things that you need to do, and then we're making sure that you're motivated. So really all you have to bring is effort. That's it.
All righty. So mm-hmm. once you've designed a plan for me, I don't necessarily need you right there by my side every minute. I've got a plan.
Yeah, and it depends. It depends on what you want to do.
I gotcha.
Yeah, because some people like the personal attention,
sure.
where somebody's really looking over you. And one thing that it allows me to do is I like to be very adaptable,
because mm-hmm.
sometimes people have busier days than others,
right.
and they feel really good or they feel not so good. And we want to be able to, so instead of giving them that workout for the day when they feel great, if they don't, I want to pare that down a little bit and still get them a workout, but
yeah.
get them something that is right for that day.
Because
I think that's very important. With the group, it's a little less ability to do that.
Let me put a bookmark right here, because I'm very curious about where you can go with this and how much it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of time, basically. I want to keep talking. Can you come back and kind of give us a little bit more of the whole way this works and where it works sort of thing? I'd love to have you back.
Absolutely.
Okay. Then what we're going to do is put a bookmark in this, folks. Everybody, keep listening. You want to catch the next segment of Tallahassee Business Spotlight. Bill Fredericks, he's with Frequency XP. Now, does that have a Facebook page?
It does have a Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/frequencyxp. Do the XP in lowercase, and you'll come right to our page. And it'll give you all the information you need. You can book submit your information. We can get in contact with you.
So between now and next week, get on Bill's Facebook page, which is Frequency XP on Facebook. You'll find him there. And I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for coming back.
Thank you very much.
You're going to make Tallahassee healthier.
That's what I hope.
All right, folks, that's it for today. I am Miriam Dady, and this is Tallahassee Business Spotlight.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, in the topic of the day, within our show today, we are talking about a number of medical topics, we'll say. Those conversations that we're having with medical professionals in our community. And we have the pleasure of having with us Dr. Hempel. Carl Hempel is a board-certified family medicine physician. He's been in private practice here in Tallahassee for more than a couple of decades, since 1980. Graduate of University of Kentucky, go Wildcats, and got this idea some years ago, along with, I think you said, 11 other physicians, and formed what amounted to a kind of cooperative, an alliance, an understanding that if you work together, you could make better choices about operating a medical practice, which has become increasingly challenging, from my understanding. Just managing costs alone, but even providing better care. So with that, let me welcome you to the show, Dr. Hempel. How are you?
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we are pleased to know that you spell Carl correctly, yes. With a K, as does Carl here, our executive producer. On everybody's mind, of course, these days, we're thinking of the victims of and the long-term effects of Hurricane Harvey.
It's a very scary thing. We have no control over it whatsoever. It doesn't matter how hard you prepare, if you have something that strong, like a Category 4 or 5, like hit Pensacola a few years ago, Ivan.
Unbelievably.
Devastating.
Sharon Tyler and I talked earlier this week with the local Red Cross office. She's in charge over there. And I said, so I guess the rule of the day is you have to imagine the unimaginable. You have to decide what can't ever happen and then say, it's just happened.
Yeah.
Now what? In your practice, here you are president of TPCA, which stands for Tallahassee Primary Care Associates.
Correct.
Right? In its history, you had what seems to me to be some pretty, I don't want to say simple, but some very clear goals to improve healthcare in general, to your providership of, to better serve patients, to better manage resources, keeping costs lower on your side, which is good for you as a collective because it means that maybe you'll actually get to stay in business another day longer.
Yeah.
Faced with some remarkably challenging circumstances, even in the last 10 years, not the least of which is this increase in drug costs that, like hurricanes, you have no control over.
Yeah, the drug costs are really affecting the overall cost of medicine dramatically. Pharmaceutical companies are increasing prices on medicines that have been generic for decades and used to be pennies, and they'll make them $500 to $1,000 for a course of antibiotics, for instance, and you can't hardly keep up with them. You know, I think I've got it figured out. You know, for this infection I can use augmentin or something like that, and and I try to look at the prices ever so often, and all of a sudden this one medicine, augmentin extended release, is over $1,000.
Wow.
For a patient, when it, you know, they used to take it for $10.
Wow.
So it's really gone up. It's with all the medications. It's really
so it puts you in a position
frustrating
where you're beyond being a medical professional, beyond being a physician. Now you're having to be my accountant at the same time.
That's kind of the way it is. I mean, we hear from our patients if we prescribe one of those medicines accidentally.
Yeah, you know, I bet you do.
Like there's metformin, which is used for diabetes, and it's a great drug, one of the best drugs ever made, and it's free. You know, you can go and get it in Publix, a lot of the different pharmacies for free.
Yeah.
But they make one that has like an OM on it, and it's some special type, and it's like thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And so doctors have, you know, clicked on the wrong button, and of course the patients are saying, you know, I can't do that.
Now they're in sticker shock. When you look at the quality of care, pharmaceutical costs being what they are, let's flip the channel and come back to what you are charged with doing as physicians, and as all of you are working together, your staff, and I think you have how many people? You've got a number of doctors.
Well, there's 300 employees and 51 providers.
It's a huge operation. And you went through the business some years ago of acquiring this status that recognizes you as a patient-centered medical home.
Yeah.
Right.
Patient-centered medical home. Took us about 3 years to get accredited for that. We went through the National Quality Improvement Program, or NCQA. Too many acronyms. But we finally got that. And it's basically things that we've always wanted to do. We want to improve the quality of care, decrease the cost, and improve the patient's experience. Those are the three things that everybody's trying to do, and this is kind of something that helps us do that.
And the impetus,
patient is the center of the medical team.
I got you. The impetus came from the federal level. Federal government said, we want to establish a higher standard or better standards for healthcare, is that right?
Yeah, they have been very involved in this, of course, and a lot of people have, and it's basically using technology to improve medical care.
Okay.
There's something called population health, where you take a finite number of patients and you make sure that they're doing all the things that have been proven scientifically to actually be beneficial. And that's where the organization is a nonprofit, non-governmental organization called the United States Preventive Services Task Force. Huh. And they make recommendations on what patients should and should not do. For instance, colonoscopy, we know that saves lives. And if we can get all of our patients to get a colonoscopy, then we don't have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for treatment of colon cancer.
Yeah.
Same thing on a probably more important scale is something like diabetes, which is extraordinarily expensive. And if you can just control their blood sugar, catch them early, treat them appropriately, help them, you know, as an advocate for them, to get their hemoglobin A1Cs down,
right,
then you reduce dramatically the cost of medical care for diabetes.
So if to be mindful of all of this as consumers, right, we have to think not only in terms of, we'll call it the human side or the health part of that, the suffering that would be incurred should I have to go through the ravages of colon cancer. We also have to think of the ravages economically that can be devastating at the same time, because once I've progressed to that level of the disease, the costs are exponential.
They're extraordinarily high.
Yeah. So if compassion is the rule of the day, and economics can certainly reflect that, it makes a lot of good sense to get ahead of all of this for a lot of those good reasons, right? Both in terms of human suffering and economic cost.
Yeah, it's major.
And that's what TPCA is able to do because, or better because, you are this patient-centered home facility.
Yeah, that's helped a lot. We are able to, with electronic health records, we're able to instantly get a list of all of our patients who have a hemoglobin A1C that's elevated. So we can specifically target on those individuals and try to get them under control. We can get a list of patients who haven't had mammograms and DEXA scans.
And you're able to provide all of these services right there. So I'm not running all over town.
Yes.
Which is, again, an improvement to the quality of care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Folks, we're talking with Dr. Hempel here. Carl Hempel is the president of TPCA here in Tallahassee, one of the founding members, and got stuck with the job of sitting here and talking with me because everybody else said, no, I don't want to do that. You go do that. But he's an authoritative individual. So if anybody's going to know, it will be our good friend, Dr. Carl Hempel. You stay with me. We've got more coming up.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Dr. Carl Hempel, who, for his many years of practice here in Tallahassee, has undoubtedly has saved a lot of lives. I think it's fair to say that if you're in the business of medical practice these days, and you have at your disposal the kind of team that you have, and the resources, and the technologies, maybe I'm over-dramatizing this. Certainly, you've extended the quality of life for a lot of folks. That's got to feel pretty good on a Monday morning.
Well, it does, and that's our goal. Our goal is to improve their quality of care and their quality of life, and we spend every day, all day, trying to do that. Mm. Some of it's hard. One of the most important things to do is to exercise regularly, and that's a hard sell.
Yeah.
People who do it, though, they'll come back and say their energy level's improved, and they just feel 100% better. For about 25 years, I've been asking people, what's your energy level on a scale of 0 to 10? And I can tell if they exercise by their answer, because if they say, oh, it's about 6, then I know that they don't exercise, and if they say it's 8, 9, or 10, they do.
Yeah,
it's usually 5 to 7 without exercise, and 8 to 10 with exercise.
I would absolutely affirm that personally. When my work schedule gets in the way of that personal time, I can go for a few months, but I'm going to start seeing that decline to the point where I'm struggling just to get through my day, and I'm exhausted by the time I get through to the evening.
Yeah, and you're usually a little more irritable, at least I know, if I don't exercise.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
please
you're
don't
more
talk to my wife about this, because this is not a happy day for her. Well, when you look at your involvement with TPCA, now it's been how many years? I guess since
20
years. Wow, 20 years.
Yeah. Seems like just a few years. I mean, it's crazy.
I'm just sitting here going, I remember when you guys started. What area of practice, I would say? You're a family physician, right?
Right.
Is there an area of the business or practice that you are engaged in that is maybe more your thing than another? I mean, what do you really want to spend most of your time doing? You say, well, caring for patients. Well, yeah.
Right. It's preventive medicine.
Yeah.
And trying to make sure that people do all the things they're supposed to do to stay healthy. I like a lot of aspects of it. Patients are great. They're fun to talk to. Yeah. I learn a whole lot from them.
When you think of TPCA's future, okay, so we talked a little bit about healthcare costs and some of that that is frustratingly, I suppose, outside of your control. I mean, just the pharmaceutical costs alone, tied then into the cost of insurance. How do you see your organization making change, I guess, to accommodate that future as best you can anticipate? Are these the kinds of conversations you all sit around and talk about the next 5 to 10 years, or
is it? Yeah, we do that. We're trying to plan for the future. It's a lot about technology and getting it to work properly and using it appropriately so that we can do all the things that we're trying to do to prevent illness rather than rather than wait until somebody's really sick.
What's remarkable about that to me, because of your status, and here you have the ability to do CT scans and all of that. I think the only thing you don't have on site is an MRI, which
that's correct
is a pretty highly specialized and very expensive process. So we've got other people that are going to take care of that piece of it. But beyond that, I can walk in, and because you're this patient-centered medical home, you've got everything from psychological care right down to, you know, taking care of my broken finger. And I don't have to go scurrying around trying to figure out what to do next.
Yeah. Well, it's we have a lot of specialists also, but it's mainly family practice and pediatrics. But we do have an endocrinologist and a radiologist and a rheumatologist and cardiologist, infectious disease, and so it's easy to get people in to see. Although I will say that we need a lot more endocrinologists and rheumatologists in Tallahassee because they're just there's such a demand for that with diabetes, particularly.
It seems to me that we're not as healthy as we were a generation ago.
Well, we're not. You know why?
That's why you're here.
No, we're not as healthy because the average weight of people is going up dramatically. So
obesity is an epidemic, isn't it?
It's one of the leading causes of death, and I read a few weeks ago that if things go the way they're going, it will surpass smoking as the leading cause, overall cause of death in the United States. It's really devastating, and we know the things that are good to eat, and I talk to people every day. A Mediterranean diet is now recommended by almost all authorities. It's pretty much agreed on it, to eat a Mediterranean diet.
Which is pretty much void of any refined sugar, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. It doesn't have anything made by man. It's, no additives, no preservatives. It's
no high fructose
fish,
corn syrup.
Fish, yep. Olive oil, whole grain, nuts.
Lots of chickpeas. Good for your prostate.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. And then it's 50% is fruits and vegetables.
Look at that.
And there's a lot of good data on that. But anyway, the problem is it's expensive. You know, fruits and vegetables are expensive. When you can go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac, milkshake, and large fries
For $7,
what it costs to get it, Brussels sprouts.
Right. I was looking at the price of cherries the other day, something... I think 3 pounds is going to cost me $8. Yeah. So, you're looking for whatever you can find. Bananas are still a pretty decent pie, but they used to be 19 cents a pound. What are the things that you want your patients to get in order most commonly, I guess, most often? What are the things when you look at a patient, say, here are the top three, four, five things that you have got to get in under control.
Yeah, I can definitely tell you that. It's number one is exercise. Number two is diet. Those are probably 1, 2, 3.
And that's
four,
probably
60%
of it right there, isn't it?
Yeah. It's more than that, actually. I think 70% of what people die of is preventable.
Interesting.
And you can treat everything with diet and exercise, and you know, supplements are not going to really help you ordinarily. They're not controlled. They're not regulated, I mean. And so that's not always a good idea.
Right.
There's no magic pill except for exercise. It's just hard to swallow.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, we're fortunate that we have the kind of professional care available to us here in Tallahassee. This is why we wanted Dr. Hempel here today. Carl Hempel, who is a family medicine physician, board certified, and president of TPCA, Tallahassee Primary Care Associates. Good having you with us.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. I enjoyed being here.
Ours as well, and we'll try to make a point of having you get back over here when you have opportunity. I know you got a lot of fat guys like me you got to take care of and try to get me back on that treadmill. Folks, that's what I've got for you here at the moment. You stay with me. We've got more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to the second hour, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, reminding you that all of our broadcasts are very conveniently located on our website, TallahasseeTalks.com. Therein and thereabouts, you can just roll around in it. It's the whole goat and garbage kind of thing, where you find all of these wonderful conversations we've had with so many interesting people, contributive souls who make our town what it is and are continuing to help us find our way in an otherwise murky world of cultural confusion and political discord and economic strife, even, I don't know, political corruption. So you've not been paying attention to this, maybe for your own reasons. Yes, there are several of our local officials and business folks that are under investigation, the FBI, deciding that their long time, I would say years worth, of investigative efforts have come to a point of crossing in which they had issued these subpoenas here now, what, about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, including people like J.T. Burnett and several other Commissioner Scott Maddox and several others. Newspaper has done a fairly thorough job. I don't know how you would measure that, but certainly have been contributive along the way in keeping us posted on all of the details, or as many as they can get their hands on. And, you know, I mean, as I get around town and I talk with a lot of folks, and I try to do this on your behalf, there's a bit of puzzlement. A lot of it is, what difference does this make to me, which I find the most troubling, honestly, because I think that is the cancer that grows on a vibrant democracy. If anything can spell our doom, it would be an apathetic or complacent way of approaching real life. And this is about as real as it gets, boys and girls. If you're messing around with federal money allocated for a disbursement through the CRA, and this was, there are two of them in our community. So there's the downtown, and then there's the Frenchtown, Southtown CRAs. In this case, it's the downtown CRA, Community Redevelopment Agency, overseen by county and city commissioners. So the question, simply put, is, were certain folks influenced in their decision-making who had responsibility for these federal dollars by virtue of some bribe? So some under-the-table kind of arrangements, favors, whatever you want to call it. It's a bribe. But does this find its way to daylight among us coincidentally? Is it simply a matter of happenstance? Is it directed and deliberate on behalf of certain individuals who were trying to bring this forward? And we have a few of those folks in town that have been posting about it on their Twitter accounts and Facebook pages, even in the newspaper. And so we find ourselves beset with another set of not so flattering news items, and the summer has been full of it. Talk to anybody, any of the people that were at the chamber conference back there at in July, or was it earlier in this month, here in August, or last month now, but we're not in August anymore, Dorothy. Happy Labor Day, by the way. Could tell I'm on top of things. What day is it? Oh, yeah, this is a Saturday. Okay, well, happy Labor Day weekend. Hope you're enjoying it, whatever you're doing, in addition to listening to me. God help you. So we're looking around to say, well, what else is there to talk about? The folks at the chamber conference were talking about the chill in the air and how it's unfortunate that it's put kind of a, kind of a bad feeling about Tallahassee business and such. And I don't know about that. I think, honestly, I think that such things happen so frequently and are so common, sadly enough, regrettably enough, that when this kind of stuff comes our way and it's brought to our attention, of course, we're all dismayed. But I think just like you do bad Google reviews, if you've ever gotten a bad review about your business, some of you have, the best way to deal with that is to bury it with good stuff. I mean, you can't spend your day or days fighting back the negative. I don't think you're better advised to celebrate the good. And I really think that that's a kind of biblical admonition. You know, that we don't fight evil with evil. We overcome evil with good. Right. Now, not to get too lofty here with you, but we have hundreds of thousands of our neighbors to the west of us in Texas and other parts around the Southwest that are suffering and have been torn apart with the ravages of this Hurricane Harvey. It's not over. Oh, no, of course not. The storm itself is making its way through and may end up going back out into the Atlantic, last reports, and then coming back and beating up on some more people. Wow. Meanwhile, and we're going to, find this out as we go forward in the months ahead, the predictions are that there will be years of recovery involved for the people of Texas. So we haven't been able to stop the evil. Here's my parallel. We've decided the way we're going to overcome these horribly tragic circumstances is to pour out the good. And what a good country we are. What a good people we are. And what a good community we are. When we see stuff that is troubling, I think our best solution is to find solutions that are uplifting. So can we then turn the page a bit and say, wow, I am thankful for the medical community, and I'm thankful for the technologies that are available. And while we struggle with the cost of all of this and who and how it's going to get paid for, you know, who's going to pay it, where's the money coming from, let's at the same time say, wow, we have a tremendous wealth of service and understanding, knowledge, technology, and practicing professionals who are among the best in the world, maybe the best of all. So be encouraged, my friend. Here we are celebrating this first weekend in September 2017. Hard to believe that 8 months have already passed. And as we go forward, I think we'll find that we've got a great future ahead of us all. You stay with me. I've got more.
When you place a document in someone's hand, it should reach more than their head. It needs to reach their heart with compelling visuals and dramatic presentations right down to the paper it's printed on. Rapid Press reaches the hearts of thousands of people every day with commercial printing and mailing services for organizations that feed and house children, for businesses that bring vital products and services to our community, and for theaters, festivals, and orchestras reaching bigger audiences and bringing joy to life. Rapid Press commercial printers since 1983.
For digital printing, offset printing, finishing, and mailing services, reach for Rapid Press. When you're ready to share your vision, excite your customers, and reach the hearts of your audience, reach for Rapid Press. You'll find them online at rapidpress.com or call 893-7346. 893-7346. Rapid Press, the power of print.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
We have with us today Dr. Tony Weaver. He is one of the practitioners with Eye Associates of Tallahassee, an ophthalmologist known to many around this town. He's probably done more cataract surgery than anybody else that I can think of, and I think that's a fair statement. And as an ophthalmologist, has continued his advancement in this profession. I think you referred to yourself as a very sophisticated window repair man. Who
I don't know if I'd say very sophisticated, but I do describe my job as a window repair.
So, well, it's good to have you back with us because we keep learning more from you about this whole business of cataract surgery and the affliction itself. And I've heard you say on other occasions, it's inherent. I mean, all of us are at one point in our lives, somewhere in our lives, and for those of us who are, let's say, are in our 60s, cataracts are part of the future for us. It's going to happen. It's part of the aging process, I guess you might say, huh?
That is correct. We all will develop cataracts. But more importantly, I would say the leading cause of blindness in the world are cataracts. The problem that occurs here is that most of the people in the world don't live in places where they have our technology.
Yeah.
And this is a significant issue because whenever you have a blind person in your family, it affects that family dynamics. It affects the community dynamics. It affects the economics of a country. Mm-hmm. And what happens is you have to pull somebody out of school to take care of that person who's blind.
Mm-hmm.
I operate with organizations that we travel to other places in the world, Medical Missionaries International, C, which is Surgical Eye Expeditions, and also World Lens Project.
Mm-hmm.
And in these programs, we go into places that are underserved, and it's like a big MASH unit.
Wow.
Where we see 3,000 patients, we do hundreds of surgeries, and fit thousands of glasses.
Marvelous.
And these organizations are truly wonderful. They change your heart. It's something I would recommend for anybody to do.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing this a long time. So it's the last time we went was last year. We went to Peru. I've been to Arequipa, Peru twice. We've been to Huamachuco. We've been to Ametepec. So I speak passable Spanish, so I usually try to go into places where I can communicate. It's a big deal. What happens is we can't use the technology that we have here because we're usually operating in places that have limited electricity, or if they do, it's not stable enough. So we shift to a different type of cataract surgery that's called minimally invasive small incision cataract surgery. And we have the patients pre-screened, and we just operate night and day. And if you can count fingers, it means you see too well, because we have that many other people that need it that can only see hand motion or light perception. And you truly are making a difference. These patients go from not seeing to seeing, and it can be very emotional for the patient, for the family, and for the doctor.
And the progressive nature of cataract development, my faint understanding of the anatomy here and biology in this, it's a clouding of the optic lens, right?
That is a correct statement. It's just the lens just becomes more and more and more cloudy, to the point where in a very advanced cataract, like you would see in these remote countries that we're talking about, it's totally opaque.
And that happens, again, as part of the aging process because of what?
Just the way God made the eye. Yeah. The lens of the eye just basically will naturally become cloudier and cloudier. In certain environments like high altitude or due to dietary problems, nutrition, things like that, that you'll see in places that we operate, obviously you see cataracts in much younger people.
I got you. I mean, and it's my understanding, too, that if you're diabetic, you might...
Excellent point.
So general health issues come into play.
Diabetics are much more likely to have cataracts, even in the U.S., yes.
So, to be vigilant about this as a person, I should be having my eyes examined, that goes without saying, on a regular basis, at least annually, right?
Absolutely, and not even just for cataracts. There's many diseases of the eye that are silent blinders, like glaucoma. You know, even macular degeneration we can do a lot about. And so definitely get your eyes checked, because you don't want to miss those things that that we can treat.
You love this town? You've been here a long time.
I do. We've been here 27 years. We've raised our boys here. And I would say if the number one thing I'd say about Tallahassee, it's a great place to raise a family.
And in raising a family here, what would be an example, I think, for our listeners that would it illustrate that? What is it about Tallahassee that makes it family-friendly?
I think courtesy. One thing I hear from my friends that even live in South Florida, that they'll come and watch me do surgery or something, and they'll say how friendly people are, and that they say please and thank you. And then you go down to South Florida and say it's almost confrontational with their patients. And here, I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Well, we are softer around the edges, that has been said. It's also been referred to as Florida with a southern accent. So maybe that southern mentality continues to remain part of our psyche, our mindset, certainly. When you think about your practice then with Eye Associates and with the medical community at large, are we, as far as you're concerned, on pace with?
Very much. I'm very proud of the medical group of doctors we have in Tallahassee of all specialties. For a small town, we really have a lot to offer, and we do really have an accomplished group of doctors in this community. In fact, I was just having a conversation with a patient before I came here that she was wanting to go to a teaching institution for a certain procedure. And I said, why would you go there? We've been doing it before they were, and we've done more patients than they have. So sometimes patients have an attitude of a ivory tower mentality. But the reality is, whether or not it's cardiology, which we're cutting edge, or eyes, or ENT, you know, we do so much here that's just really, truly cutting edge.
Well, that's certainly comforting. Good to know that from your perspective. Dr. Tony Weaver, our guest today in the Business Spotlight, we will invite you to come back whenever it's convenient for you. Always a pleasure having you
with
us.
It's been a true pleasure. Thank you.
Good for you, sir. Dr. Tony Weaver, he's one of the practitioners there with I Associates of Tallahassee and our guest today. You stay with me. We've got more coming up.
Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's the Merry Maid's way of keeping your home or office at its best. And it's what we have come to expect here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Our studios and offices always shine because Merry Maids makes the difference, like they do for hundreds of offices and homes in Tallahassee. They'll do just the same, just for you. And they're right here, giving back to our community and giving you extra benefits, like saving you up to $400 on your first cleaning by giving you extra service, and saving an extra 10% when you mention Tallahassee Talks. Their website makes it really easy for you, too. You can schedule a cleaning and make a payment with just a few clicks, any day, any time, day or night, when it's convenient for you. Call Merry Maids this week, 850-386-2205. That's 386-2205. Or find them online at merrymaids.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So in keeping with our theme today, we are insistent upon making sure... here we are, beginning the month of September. Why not? And it's Labor Day weekend, right? And you're already thinking about your health throughout the rest of the year. You remember the resolution that you this New Year's thing you did back 8 months ago? Okay, so you haven't lost any weight. In fact, you put on 5 pounds. You're going backwards here. Okay, so Brian is here to help you. Trust the moose when I say that you have the rest of this year. It's still within your reach. I'm bringing you the best medical consultation, medical people that this town has to offer. And I've got with me Dr. Mignon. How are you, my friend?
Hi, I'm wonderful, Brian. Great to be here.
You're looking marvelous.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So here's Dr. Mignon. She's looking marvelous. You too can look marvelous, but you got to pay attention. Because losing weight is really not that hard, is it, Dr. Mignon?
No, it's not that hard, but it's not that easy for the people either because they need help, and that's what we're here to do.
Well, that would be me. I need your help. And so we're all joined together here. And right, Carl? We're all in agreement that we're going to do this, but there are some right ways and wrong ways to do this, and I think I've been guilty of both. First of all, exercise is
necessary.
Absolutely required of us, yes.
Yes.
And diet, proper diet and exercise. So in the first hour of the show, we talked about this at length. We're going to talk with you specifically about some of the things that you're doing with something you call transformations. Tell us about transformations.
Yes. The transformations diet really is to help us transform both our bodies as well as our minds so that we can acquire all of those goals or attain all of those goals that we really want to, which is to, you know, get fit, right? Be slimmer, look better in the mirror, feel better, sleep better, and have reduced health risks.
And I've noticed that I'm more irritable when I'm not in my right weight.
That is true.
I get cranky easily.
Yeah. And we don't feel good.
No,
we don't feel good in our skin or in our clothes.
Exactly.
You can't bend over and tie your shoes as well. Or
getting into the car is a challenge.
More of an effort.
It's ridiculous. What's wrong with me? Well, that's why you're here.
That's right. It's
so your body. Transformations is more than simply a prescribed diet. It really amounts to it sounds more encompassing, I guess, right?
Yes, yes. So we're helping people to transform their thinking, transform their lives, and transform their bodies, you know, their diet and their bodies. So, you know, that means making those changes that are necessary and showing people the way to modify the diet. It actually is pretty simple, but it really is about our thinking and our behavior, because that's the hardest thing for people to change.
Yeah, so see, the thing that I notice, I watch these commercials, right? And if I just buy the food and eat the food, I'll lose the weight. But you know what? The weight comes back. So with transformations, I'm hearing that there's a kind of supportive network or mechanism. How does that work?
Yep. So we have a provider, the doctor, or one of our wonderful nurse practitioners who are well trained in the diet plan. So we did create a diet plan to show people the way, so we keep it nice and simple. We also have great counselors and support, and a nutritionist that help to really show people the way, so we can make sure that it happens. Yes, sometimes we use medications to assist people in the appetite suppression when they meet certain criteria. But then again, it's still the dietary plan and learning how to behave differently when we're at home, when we're in the grocery store, how what we do for breakfast and for lunch, you know, showing them the way, having them record it, and holding people accountable, but making it supportive, simple, and a happy place to be, and other people to celebrate your success. And people love it when they step on the scale. You know, now the scale is your friend, because you want to know, how much weight did I lose?
Well, now you're tapping into what I think might be one of my most challenging problems, and that is that I don't have people celebrating my success, Carl.
It's
so
true.
See, you could be over there cheering me on, but no. So Carl and I will talk about that later.
We all need support.
We do. We all need encouragement. And here you've got it already ready for us to enjoy, to participate in. I don't have to reinvent any wheels. You've already done all the heavy lifting, so to speak. You've thought through this. And this is a program that's been around for a while. You started this, I don't know, what, 10 years ago?
Just about, almost 9 years
ago. A lot of success stories from what I noticed.
A lot of success.
Now, you've also got something called Cool Sculpting, which has kind of been the hot ticket. Everybody's out there. What did you say? Cool Sculpting is really cool. Well, but that would be not for a person who's trying to lose weight, right?
Right.
If you have a weight issue, that's where transformations were. Cool Sculpting is really more about body shaping. Is that fair?
That's a good That's a good way to say it. Yes. So it's
cosmetic in that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not. We don't use it. It's not FDA approved for weight loss management. But it does help to freeze the fat. It use it and causes a fat loss through cold therapy on focused areas of your body. So it's great for those areas that are difficult or stubborn, like I don't like this thing that hangs over my pants right here, or the inner thighs, or the outer thighs, or your chin, you know, the double chin. And the great thing about Cool Sculpting is that it's that focused treatment to really sculpt the body or modify those focused areas. And it's not surgical, so it's non-invasive. It doesn't carry the risk of surgeries. And it works, and that's important.
When you do it, do I feel the coldness?
No, actually, believe it or not, you don't. Maybe the first, I always say the first 5 to 8 minutes, you might feel, you feel some tugging, and but after that, actually, the area kind of goes numb. It's not uncomfortable. I always joke and say no one's ever had any pain or gotten up off the table. I give talks on a regular basis, and now that it's the fall and it's the 1st of September, I was just saying to my office this week that we should schedule a time for a talk for the 3rd or 4th week of September.
Well,
so
look at that.
Just FYI, you know, we normally post that on our website really let people know about it. And often at those talks, I will always talk about the science and have people who've had it to give testimonials or, you know, answer other people's questions, and often have a actually do a demonstration right there in the office at the same time.
So there's a lot of information. You said it's not FDA approved at this point.
Yeah, no, I said it is FDA approved for the Cool Sculpting, but it's not It's not FDA approved for weight loss management.
For weight loss management.
Yes.
I see.
Right.
So they're trying to help us not confuse the two, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Right. Which makes sense when you think about it, because if I haven't altered my lifestyle to maintain a healthy weight, Cool Sculpting is not the thing to be thinking about.
Correct.
At that point.
Correct. And when I give those talks, we also do consultations at those talks, or people can call and schedule a consultation at any time.
I see.
But, and if someone is not appropriate for Cool Sculpting because we have more weight that we want to lose, I'll let them know, hey, look, we should focus on your weight and your behavior and all these things.
Gotcha.
Lose whatever, 10, 20, 30, whatever it is,
right,
or
right.
more pounds.
Right.
And then we can always follow up with our Cool Sculpting later to get the the maximal effect that we're really looking for.
She practices internal medicine and pediatrics here in Tallahassee. She started this magnificent organization years ago, Health and Wellness Centers of North Florida, and the Wellness Center by Dr. Mignon. She's our guest here in this hour of the show. We got a little bit more with Dr. Mignon. Can you stay with us?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay. You stay right where you are too, folks. And don't forget, if you have missed any of the episodes of this here fine radio show, you can find us at TallahasseeTalks.com. If you have a guest or topic that you'd like to share with us, you can always email us simply by sending it to topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. I've got more with Dr. Mignon, so stay with me.
When you place a document in someone's hand, it should reach more than their head. It needs to reach their heart with compelling visuals and dramatic presentations right down to the paper it's printed on. Rapid Press reaches the hearts of thousands of people every day with commercial printing and mailing services for organizations that feed and house children, for businesses that bring vital products and services to our community, and for theaters, festivals, and orchestras reaching bigger audiences and bringing joy to life. Rapid Press commercial printers since 1983.
For digital printing, offset printing, finishing, and mailing services, reach for Rapid Press. When you're ready to share your vision, excite your customers, and reach the hearts of your audience, reach for Rapid Press. You'll find them online at rapidpress.com or call 893-7346. 893-7346. Rapid Press, the power of print.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're talking with Dr. Mignon. We spent the first moments of this portion of the show talking about weight loss or transformations program, and then this very cool technology, Cool Sculpting, which in fact is just that. It freezes the fat, doesn't it, Doc?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
There are other health challenges, are there not? Opioid addiction, Carl and I were talking earlier, which really just comes down to saying it's heroin. Kind of an unsavory history of this drug. I guess heroin in its early days, we'll say, was a prescribed medication, was it not? And then the dangers of heroin addiction became evident. So then we came back decades later and call it Oxycontin. Oh, great. Still pretty much the same drug. And now we've got people across the country that are addicted to this stuff. And you're seeing some of these people in your own practice.
Yes, yes. It is definitely a national epidemic, and people are starting to really realize that, you know, in some places, some parts of the country, more than others. In the state of Florida, we're certainly learning about that and seeing the epidemic and seeing people, unfortunately, dying. And even in our own community, of course, it's been much worse in South Florida, but it is, of course, moving up. And it was here before anyway.
Yeah.
But it's becoming a problem in our own area. And people just need treatment. You know, unfortunately, opiates and pain medications are it's either the first or the second most prescribed medication in the nation. I mean, millions and millions of people have these medicines, and often people don't realize the dangers or risks. So, you know, they get prescribed medication for a reason because they have pain or a procedure, and then people get addicted, or things get sold in the street. You know, it's really unfortunate when our young people, I mean, even in high school, at least 40%, studies show that 40% of high schoolers have been exposed or tried these types of pills at some point in their high school career.
By nature, they really are highly addictive.
They are. And often the high school students, they don't even know. They just know that it's something that their friend said you should take at a party. And, you know, I've spoken with our local high schoolers, some of them, and they just don't realize. They don't know. They don't know that this is the same thing. They don't know that this is what's killing people. So even being simple in our treatment by starting to educate our own kids and our community, and then also taking away the stigma of opiate addiction, because the truth is that, like I said, many people that you might know, you know, that we all know, take these things. But unfortunately, because it's a secret and no one wants to talk about it, you would never know. And we have to offer help and treatment. So we do that, or I do that, and at our facility. And it's very, very, very important. And it's not just myself, but it takes a team approach, because proper treatment requires mental health counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists and group therapy. And there are medicines that can be helpful. And a lot of times people don't know that, that can block the opiate receptors. And you don't have to do it with medicine, but medicine helps for some people that have relapsed many times, and it can save people's lives. So there's multiple different treatment approaches for this problem.
And so for that reason, then, if we're trying to help people deal with this, you have to treat all sides of that. You have to come at it from all these different angles, the social aspects, the psychological, the physiological, right?
Yes.
And you say even some of the, I suppose you'd call it, well, I said social, the social stigma, overcoming that and being able to say, yeah, I got a problem here.
Yes. And of course, you know, these problems don't always come alone. So if you have other mental health issues or you've had other past trauma or psychological experiences, it might make some people more prone to trying certain drugs.
Yeah.
So that's why having all of those different...
Okay.
Yes, yes. So that's why having mental health counselors and master's addiction counselors and psychologist and psychiatrist on board on the team is very important.
Gotcha.
And having group therapy, where for some people they've done it for so long, they have to relearn certain behaviors, like how to be a responsible adult, or, you know,
and get the support they need to encourage their recovery.
You know, the issues or the causes, like we said, are very complicated, and it affects many people. So it takes a comprehensive sort of approach, but also, of course, the patient or the individual has to want to get better. So. So they will, you know, folks will seek treatment, and sometimes they do that by themselves, or of course you have the support of your family. Right now, like I say, this is a very complicated issue nationwide, and it's an evolution in terms of the treatment, but we certainly recognize the problem. But, you know, hopefully insurance companies will help to provide treatment.
Indeed.
Because a lot of times people don't have the money to pay for these services. It also, from just a traditional medicine aspect, because of course, you know, I'm a primary care doctor as well, it takes the physicians, and I think they've been doing a good job of this, but really trying to, you know, you want to treat people's pain or issues when it's real, but at the same time, and people, there are certain people who have chronic pain issues that need medicine, and as long as they don't abuse it, you know, life, if that's what makes a difference in their life and makes them functional, we need it. But at the same time, we have to, you know, have certain protocols to prevent abuse from our patients, and that can be very difficult because, unfortunately, sometimes when you're talking about dependence or addiction, people can be very manipulative. Even of smart doctors.
Indeed. Indeed. And folks, too, I would say if you are prescribed to take a medication of this kind, make sure you're keeping it out of sight and out of the hands of kids if you've got teenagers in the house, you don't need to be having this on your bedside or even in your medicine cabinet. Make sure that they don't have access to it. Wouldn't that be fair advice?
Oh, yes. Keep it locked up or someplace very safe.
As we do, we pray for our friends and neighbors in Houston and the state of Texas on this weekend, thinking about all of those people who are faced with those challenges. Our good friend and a friend of this community, Dr. Mignon, thank you, my friend. She is a marvelous doctor. And folks, we're fortunate that we have Dr. Mignon here among us. And as part of the medical community that we are blessed to have at large, Doctor, I tell you, you help us better appreciate some of the risks that are involved in some of these things that we're talking about, whether it's addictions or even weight loss, where you can get off on some crazy thing and now you're really doing yourself some harm. So thank you for being with us.
And thank
we'll
you for having me.
Have you back again another occasion. Dr. Mignon with Health and Wellness Centers of North Florida, our guest today. Folks, this is a great opportunity for us. This whole show has been about health and medical practice and especially focused on giving you specific direction and answers on some of these more critical topics. It's our pleasure to bring the show to you in this fashion, and it is our pleasure to be with you every week as we do. We are the production of Alcom Media and Entertainment. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
So if you come to me and you say, I want to buy a house, the first thing I do is meet with you and say, okay, let's talk about this process. What can you afford? And not just purchase price, your lifestyle. What kind of lifestyle do you want to have here?
Tiffany Hamilton, broker of Eck and Hamilton Realty, talking about the real estate market in Tallahassee.
Right now, for any investor, in my opinion, affordable housing is something that we should be looking at. That means a purchase price of about $185 to $250, a rental income of about $1,000 to $1,500 max.
Realtor, broker, consultant Tiffany Hamilton is helping home buyers, investors, and other realtors achieve their individual goals.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hamilton. Investing in real estate or buying a home has never been more challenging. Even finding solid information you can trust can also be a challenge. That's exactly why I began my career as a realtor nearly 15 years ago, to help buyers and sellers overcome those challenges. As a broker, as a realtor, or a consultant, if I can help you achieve your goals, it would be my pleasure.
Call 850-366-8433 or online at TiffanyHamilton.com.